Gots to go to sleep. I'm about to go lay down. I just said, stop playing. Okay. Boo, strangers. I've been waiting all year.
I was about to say. You look like
year
it.
For, look. Oh, boo, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
We're just a couple of dum-dums.
Lord, wait.
With a podcast.
I knew you was going to find a way to sneak that in there. After I told you.
Know, you. We just a couple of dum-dums out here.
We got to be like Beyonce. We can't even acknowledge. We're not supposed to acknowledge it.
I mean, you know, we're just out here. Because it's funny to me. We just out here trying to survive, trying to entertain the world as best we can. We're not experts, never claim to be
and
experts.
And bring awareness.
And bring awareness to some things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of dum-dums for Christmas. Wait, for Christmas, I'm going to get you the big, you know how they have like the big dum-dums that you can buy? Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Like the oversized ones? I'm going to get us a matching set.
We should.
We're going to take pictures with our.
We should do that. Okay. For real.
For real, I'm being for real too. Yeah. Or like a dum dum tree, because I know some people make, like, you know how you have like the money trees, they make mm-hmm. like the dum dum trees. If you know, you know. And welcome to another spooky episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange, y'all. It is officially, look, be happy too. She trying to act like she not happy, but
what
she
are you
happy
talking
too.
About?
Cause it's spooky season.
Yeah.
I see the joy on your face too, D. This is our favorite time of year.
It
bro.
Is. It is.
It is. She got on her supernatural show.
I finally
shirt.
Found one. And it just so happened to be
I'm
in
glad.
Vegas.
I'm happy for you. Look at that. It looks
Thank
good.
Thank you.
It looks good. Are you gonna do theme shirts all month?
Probably, because I wear them a lot anyway. Because I said I was going to wear my trick-or-treat shirt for the Halloween episode.
Okay. And then I got me a good shirt for Friday the 13th.
It is.
That happens to be in the month of October. Because I didn't know. I had to go check the calendar. I was like, is it for real?
Yep.
But that just means, strangers, that all month long, we will dedicate all of our episodes to All Hallows Eve. We like to call that our Halloween Hall of Strange. And then the last episode of the month will be our extra special Halloween variety show. Is jam-packed with strange content. And I'm halfway commit to this. Because I was supposed to do this last year, but I don't want to say it and then it not happen. But we will do our best to have two bonus episodes this month. So two movie reviews for Halloween. If not, I think I was only like a week shy of October last year with the Halloween review. So we're going to try to do it this month. If not, it'll only be like maybe a week shy. So prepare to be sick of us. Sick of us. Before you start, you know what I like to do at the beginning of every Halloween episode. Not the Halloween, but you know what I'm saying. October episode. We are going to play Would You Rather Halloween Candy Edition. So we'll keep it light.
Okay.
To start. Okay. My source is BuzzFeed. So would you rather Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Snickers?
Snickers.
Do, 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 do. Okay. I'm going to have to go with Reese's because I love peanut butter and chocolate.
I was going to say now, if it's because I'm not a big peanut butter fan, but I like the thins. So,
the Reese's Thins,
the white chocolate ones,
they're good.
I love those.
Ugh, D.
I just like white chocolate.
You just that's not what you said in that one episode. She said, if it's snowing, I ain't going. Wait, okay. I've learned about you. I feel like you really do like sweet stuff. Because I think that's why you like candy corn. And I don't like sweet stuff. Like, I like more of like dark chocolate or like salty.
I like dark
sweet.
Chocolate too.
Oh, I don't like white chocolate. It's too sweet. It's too sweet. You can vote. You know what? I'm going to put the link in the episode details. But you can go on here and vote. Sorry to say, the Snickers is losing. Snickers has a whopping 40% and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup has 60% with over 51.8 thousand votes.
Dang.
This one. I don't even know if I want neither one of them, but okay. Would you rather Three Musketeers or Milky Way?
Milky Way.
Okay. I'm going to vote Milky Way for you, but I don't like either one of these.
I like both of them, but Milky Way at least has the caramel in it. Three Musketeers is just the nougat.
I was going to say, I think that's why I would probably eat a Three Musketeers over Milky Way, because I don't like too much caramel in my...
Oh.
I don't know. But you, Milky Way takes it at 67%.
There we go.
Three Musketeers only has 33%. Oh, sorry. Candy corn's not on here, D. Oh, man.
Look, candy corn, or what's the other little nasty one? The one that look like a peanut?
Oh, circus.
Circus peanuts.
Peanuts. Girl, throw the whole damn candy companies away. Whoever.
But I mean, you at least like the Sour Patch candy corn.
I do, because it don't taste like regular candy corn. Ooh, okay, because I'm a lover of gummy candy, gummy bears or Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh. I'm going to vote it because you... See, okay, I love them both. Let me just say, I do love them both.
Yeah.
But if you're going based on just the bears, you have like... They do have sour gummy bears, but I feel like Sour Patch has more options. Like, you have different flavors, and I love Sour Patch watermelon. That's like my favorite.
Yes, me too.
Yes. But Sour Patch by BuzzFeed voters takes the cake, 56% over 44% for gummy bears. So.
Oh, that one is kind of close.
Yeah, that one was close for me too, because I like them both. I just like gummy candy. So.
Me too.
But that was Would You Rather Halloween Candy Edition.
Do they have a Would You Rather... like horror movie characters, like killers?
Let me get back to you on that. They probably do. I was trying to find something like that, but I didn't have much time because I forgot that I like to do stuff like this. And I was like, well, let me just find something real quick. But maybe next time. Let me write that down.
Okay. Oh, it's me.
That's it. We can get into today's episode.
In today's episode, we discuss Bill Vail. I think that's how you say his last name. A former NASA engineer and paranormal skeptic who comes face to face with pure evil in his own home. Yeah. And don't get mad at me, because this was before you mentioned it, though. I did find this on an episode of, I can't remember if it was Paranormal Witness or Paranormal Survivor.
It's Paranormal Witness.
Okay.
Because I saw it when I looked it up.
Okay.
Wait, who would be mad? Why would be mad?
Because you were telling me, like, if I found it, like, from a show or something, to put it in the sources.
Because I
this
wanted
was before
to
you
watch
told me.
It. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. That's okay. Girl, okay. I don't even need to watch it. I wish you could have seen me when I was outside. I have so many notes all up and through here, because I was like, oh, no, sir. What is going on with the decisions?
And it's in... What is it, Arlington or Fort Worth? It's in Texas.
Arlington.
Close to Dallas.
I believe Arlington. Yeah. Close to Dallas. Good one to kick off the month. Thank you, Dee. Dee shows up and shows out in the month of October. For real.
Thank you. I try.
Bill Vail worked at NASA as a robotics engineer for 15 years. After divorcing his wife in 2002, Bill quit his job and moved to Arlington, Texas to be with his brother. He started working at his brother's water purification company. His job was to demonstrate the installation and usage of the purification system in the customer's house.
Hold on. Oh my God, I'm so stuffed. Is it stuffed or stopped? I'm stopped up. I'm stuffed up. Stopped. I'm stuffy. Like, but people be like, I'm stuffy. What can people be like, I'm stuffy?
Yeah. But I always say I'm stopped up.
Oh, do I remember what?
Mr. Brown, when it was one of those plays where he was talking, he was like, I'm stopped up. I'm stopped up.
I'm stopped up. Strangers, and I apologize. We were doing good, pretty much. Yeah. That's okay, though.
Just a few weeks after joining the company, Bill took a Saturday house call. So don't take house calls on a Saturday is what I'm learning.
And then I was like, this. I didn't know that was still a thing because I'm pretty sure it's not now.
What?
Like that house that call? Job. Oh, that job okay. In general.
Huh. I don't know.
Because I'm like, well, that's just me because I don't want to go to people's houses. Because at first I thought he worked for a cable company or something. Because I was like, why is he going to these people's house?
Right.
And then now you can just buy your own water purifier.
No, but they do still have, I think, people that come out because you can get it.
Oh, because it'll be through your whole house.
For the Okay. My best friend, Maria, their family has a water purification system. And that's like the best. Like I took a shower over there. I was like, oh my gosh. I had my mouth like, it's amazing. I was like, I wish I could have washed my hair. I'm going to have to come back and wash my hair. It's nice.
As he was leaving to go to the customer's house, now my throat clogged. Brittany, you sending your...
This is allergies. You can't send no allergies. That's you.
I sound like, never mind.
You didn't even have to say, I know. You didn't even have to say.
Okay. As he was leaving to go to the customer's house, the dispatcher told him that the customer was adamant about him reaching her residence at exactly 5 o'clock p.m. He thought it was strange, but he still went. When he got to the customer's doorstep at exactly 5 o'clock, he heard loud screams and a woman chanting. In the middle of her chants, she kept saying, go away. That's when I would have went away.
That's what I was about to say. Like, oh, she's obviously predisposed.
Yeah.
And already. Also...
It's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon. Hold on. Damn it.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I just had to get... I just had to sneeze and I didn't want to be bullied by you or harassed.
Anyway.
I was going to say.
It looked like your scarf slid back a little bit.
It probably did. Girl, because my head was like. What kind of service that you have coming to your house, like plumbers, cable. Anything like that to where they let you pick the time. Like, they might let you suggest the time, but they usually get there when they get there. The fact that she was like, come at exactly 5 p.m., what's up?
Yeah. I mean, he knew, he said he felt it was a little off, but I mean, a little off. It's his job. Mm-mm. So
I'd have made her wait. I'd have came at 3.
Or so like later. I would have came at like 5:05 or something like that.
Just to stick it to you.
Yeah.
So, not sure what was happening, he peeked through the door that was slightly opened. Bill saw 3 men kneeling on the floor in a circle and a woman walking around them with a book in her hand while chanting. Bill started to get creeped out and decided to leave. Before he could turn around, the woman looked at him right in the eyes and pointed at him. So she was like this. Hey, you.
Man.
And pointed at him. Bill felt uneasy and ran away.
Once he felt safe, he called dispatch to tell them what happened and requested never to be sent to that house again. They are lucky if I even show back up for work. I might have been like, y'all can have a job. I don't even want to
throw the whole job away.
What?
Man.
D, just imagine. Like,
I wouldn't even looked in there. As soon as I heard her, I would have just left. Because like, what you looking in there for?
Yeah, even if I didn't think something evil or crazy, I would have thought like, oh, they need some privacy. She needs some privacy, so I'm not going to go in there. And I would have just, especially because I don't like doing my job. You know what I mean? Like, I find any excuse to not have to do my job. So I would have left my little courtesy note and it would have been like, came at your house at 5 o'clock. Nobody answers the door.
And I call the police because what y'all screaming for?
And yeah, maybe I call the police. Maybe I call the police. But just imagine, imagine even if somebody came to your workplace, what if they came to your workplace, walked up to you, wait, and looked you in the eye, like did this, and then pointed at you?
I would have quit.
I'd have been like, no, 2 weeks,
no nothing. I'm out.
I don't know that I would have quit, but I definitely would have been like, hold up.
Because I'd be looking for a reason. That's good enough.
That's true. Yeah, because you might think, oh, wait, they're trying to star something. They might come up here and star some stuff. That's true, D.
Yep.
That's true. Or be like, can I take a leave of absence? Because somebody came up here and threatened me.
Man, I don't. I'm out. I ain't even going to finish my shift.
Nope.
Later that day, Bill went home, cooked dinner, and started watching TV. As he was sitting on the couch, he noticed something dart across the room out of the corner of his eye. He assumed it was a mouse, and after looking for it with no luck, he decided to go to sleep. It just got worse, because I would rather, I don't know.
You would rather paranormal over a mouse? Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Because I'm like, Because then, for you to see it out the corner of your eye, got to be big. So, no.
Well, no, you can see small things out the corner of your eye. You can see a roach out the corner of your eye.
A big one?
Yeah, you know, like about a good 2-3 inches.
Nope.
That's funny.
So... And then I wouldn't even be able to sleep no matter what it was.
No, that's what I'm saying. How?
Yeah.
How? Okay.
While he was sleeping, he was woken up by the sensation of something running over his feet. Again, he assumed it was a mouse and went back to sleep nass in the bed. So now I'm like, how can you go back to sleep? He then... felt the bed shaking, and when he opened his eyes, the shaking stopped.
So this is when I said, wait a minute. If he does not have a pet mouse, how he just breath? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a pet mouse, if you have something in your house that was not invited, that you did not let in your house, I don't care if it's a cricket, a roach, some ant, a mouse. Like, how did he just brush this off? I was like, that ain't no damn puppy.
What I mean, I guess it's different because it's a man.
No. No, not to where I could just go back to sleep. Like, we at least gonna have to catch it or get it out. Yeah. Like,
mm-mm. Yeah. And then, like, the whole thing, you talking about that, you'd even acknowledge the bed shaking. Even though... there have been plenty of times where I have felt my bed shaking, but I'm just like, and I just went back to sleep. I think it's like something, I don't think it's actually shaking. I think it's something like, not mental. Well, I can't explain it.
No, I know what you're talking about, because I feel like that happened to me before. It could be something like spiritual or like having to do with like energy. And like your connection to, I guess, the universe is what I'm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's happened to me before. It's never scared me or anything. Like the first couple times it did, but I got used to it.
Like, oh, once a month, once a month, girl, my bed be shaking.
Yeah.
I wish.
You are stupid.
Man. But yes, the bed shaking. Ah. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
The next day, Bill tried to find a rational explanation for what happened the night before.
The next day?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he do that when it happened? Well, he was probably just sleepy.
I was going to say he probably was sleepy. And then, you know, how, like, you stressed out, you just got to go to sleep. He's just like, let me sleep it off. I'll figure it out in the morning. I know you'd have been terrorized by some. Some little cucarachas, and you'd be like, look, you know what, I'm not winning tonight. Let me just go to bed, and then in the morning I gotta get some sleep.
I get that. Yeah, I get it.
So, but he couldn't find an explanation. Bill tried searching for answers on the internet to see if he could find out what caused his bed to shake, thinking it could have possibly been an earthquake. However, his connection suddenly stopped working all of a sudden.
I was gonna say, do we get earthquakes? I say, we, I don't even live there no more. Do you get earthquakes in Texas?
We've gotten them before. I remember, you know what? I remember I felt one because I was working at the hotel and we were at the front desk and like talking and stuff. No, I'm sorry, we were not talking because I wasn't distracted. I think I was working on something and I felt like a little, you know, like I was like, wait a minute, what was that? Then I looked. And I was like, did you feel that? And the lady that was up there with me was like, feel what? But then somebody came around the corner and was like, y'all, was that an earthquake? Did we just have an earthquake? And sure enough, I think we looked it up and it was like a small earthquake.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever remember anything like that.
Too much on your mind. You don't have time to be feeling for.
As he was speaking on the phone with a service provider, he kept hearing static. Bill claimed that he could hear demonic voices following the static, and he immediately hung up. They doing a little too much. This is just the second day. A few moments later, the representative called back to tell him that everything was sorted out. Bill asked him if they had heard the static, and they said they heard it, but that it was an issue on their end and apologized. After searching the internet again and finding nothing, he gave up. So he didn't ask him if he heard the voice?
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, the person said the static was coming from their end, so, but that don't explain the voice.
When they said that, he probably thought that he imagined it. Because if someone says, oh no, the static was on my end, then I'd be like, oh, maybe I was just tripping.
Yeah, or maybe he could have thought like the person's voice was distorted because of the static.
Oh, yeah, like you last week or the week before and nothing was wrong. I was like, what was she talking about? It sounded perfectly fine.
Oh, no, Brittany, that was.
No, in like actual life, it was actually fine.
Yeah, but I'm saying what I heard, that was a little disturbing.
You got to pray, girl. You got to stay prayed up. Ooh, excuse me. I'm over here talking about fighting for their life. Me and, what's his name? Bill. We is both over just fighting for our life. Later that night, while Bill was laying in bed, he heard sounds coming from underneath the bed.
It's doing it again.
What?
What making I was the sounds about last time, yeah.
Yeah, you manifested that.
I wish it was a way that I could record it so you could hear it. But
well, I'm gonna keep going.
It should be fine.
Sorry for yellow. It will be fine because it was fine last time. That's just that whatever it was heard you. Look, Chucky kind of moved a little bit. He looked like he wasn't in the same position. His hair.
Don't color. Do that.
No, I'm just. I hadn't even noticed him the whole time. His bang kind of swooped like he was. Okay, stop. We got to get through this. Later on that night, while Bill was laying in bed, he heard sounds coming from underneath the bed. As he was trying to figure out what the sound was, a hand
slowly crawled up the bed, and as it was about to grab his leg, he pulled his leg to his chest and the hand went back under the bed. Bill spent the rest of the night in the fetal position. Would you have fallen back asleep?
No.
In that bed? Specifically in that bed.
I would have left.
Okay.
A hand?
A whole hand. What's that thing from Adam's Family? A whole.
Man.
Hand. That hand was like, excuse me. I was trying to make your day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know how he stayed.
I don't either. Yeah. That's crazy.
The next night, after getting off work, Bill left all the lights on as well as the TV. Suddenly, all of the lights turned off, so Bill ran to the closet to grab a flashlight. Once he was in the closet, he heard boxes on the top rack slamming. Terrified, he called his brother Bob and asked him to come to the house.
Bob!
Bill and Bob.
Bill and Bob. It just always made me think of Martin. I'm out of control. You're out of control. This whole damn house is out of control. Man. Okay, so he called Bob. Bob comes over. When Bob gets there, Bill asks him to go into the closet, but he doesn't tell him why. Bob reluctantly went into the closet, turned off the lights, and closed the door. While he was standing there, Bob started to get hit hard on his head and legs. When he turned on the lights, nothing was there. Bob didn't tell Bill what he experienced and instead told him everything was fine because he didn't want to creep his brother out.
I'm sorry, but this is hilarious. Like, I hate it happened, but if you just think about it, he was in there fighting for his life. He was getting jumped.
He was in there fighting for his life by something he can't even
literally
see.
Literally, I know.
It was that same one hand. It was that same hand. Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, man.
It is funny, D.
And then I wonder what it sound like. Him, what did Bill hear? No, like what it sound like outside, like
just a bunch of shuffling. I don't know. Man. It is funny, but also, well, like, okay. At first, I was thinking like, why wouldn't you tell him? But I guess it's like that other episode. I can't think of not Hammersmith. Anyway, there was another episode where there was a haunting. And we were kind of both like, you know what? I wouldn't tell them, like, to see if they're experiencing it too or to just see if I'm crazy.
Oh, it was that. It was one of the episodes from last October because I think his mom came over there. He didn't tell his mom. This one was like the Cole house or something like that.
Oh, okay. The Cole Adams house, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But even still, okay, like, he went into the closet. I just would have been like, I would have told him after that experience. And then me being Bob, I would have been like, is this what you called me over for? Why did you call me over here for this?
To get beat up by a ghost.
To get physically accosted. To get throttled by a ghost.
After Bob left, Bill called his friend Michael and told him what was going on. As they were talking on the phone, Bill heard the same static he heard when he was on the phone with his internet provider. Bill began yelling, telling Michael not to listen to the static because it was evil. Michael, who was a sound engineer, started recording their conversation. The recording captured Bill yelling, but not the static. Michael told Bill to stay safe and ended the call. He was like, all right.
Stay safe. Just stay safe. I can't do nothing for you.
Like, did you see what I posted on my stories? It was like Phoebe when she lost her powers.
Yes.
It was like, and help you do what?
And help you do what? Yeah, I saw that. That's funny.
I was like, man, that's messed up.
Who, on Phoebe or?
Oh, I mean, Michael.
You talking about that?
Oh. Yeah.
What is Michael supposed to do?
He could have went over there, you know.
What is Michael supposed to do? He told, first of all, I don't even think you shouldn't even let me come over there because you already telling me not to listen to the static because there's stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why you want me to come over?
Or he could have been like, hey, you come over here. Oh, no, I wouldn't. No, because then you don't bring it with you.
Stay safe, brother. Stay safe. That's all, you know, it's in God's hands. I can't do anything else for you. Bill, afraid to be alone, he invited his brother and his wife over for dinner. Bill was sitting in a chair in the living room when he saw something out of the corner of his eye. He told Bob to sit in the chair, but didn't say why. Again, he ain't telling nobody nothing. And I wouldn't have trusted him. If I was Bob, I would have been like, no, I don't trust you. You have lost these privileges.
When I got jumped in the closet.
When I got jumped in the closet, all you had to do was say, hey, see if you see something. You don't have to tell him what it looks like. Like, if you're trying to make sure, you know. As Bob was sitting there, he all of a sudden jumped up. He claimed he saw a 5-foot-tall bipedal creature run across the room. Bob's wife sat in the chair and saw the same creature. Bob's wife was like, let me see. Come on.
My thing is, if it's 5 feet tall, how is everybody else not seeing it? Why can you only see it when you're sitting in the chair?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's a whole person.
That's a whole person. What's it? Yeah, somebody that is a
ran,
whole person.
Somebody just ran through your living room.
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the angle. What I don't get is, maybe, I get you not wanting to be alone. But stop inviting people over. Like, just leave the house. Like, first of all, if I was Bob, like we said, I would not have gone back. I would have never gone back. I would have been like, you can come here.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. You inviting everybody over to come get, come to the house. Come see what happens to you.
Yeah, I would have been mad. So after all of this, Bill finally reached out to a paranormal investigation team. The team led by Brian inspected Bill's home thoroughly and set up multiple. That sounds like Madea.
Madea.
And set up multiple laser beams in Bill's room. At first, nothing was happening, so the team started to provoke the entity. And a lot of people do this. I don't know, like, I feel like, well, they don't really know what it is. Because I was going to say, if it's a ghost, I'd be like, okay, I'll provoke it. But if it's like a demon, no. But I guess they got to get proof.
Well, you just want to make sure that, like, you're provoking it, but that you're not being, I guess, like, too disrespectful.
That's the whole point, though. You're supposed to be disrespectful.
I've seen people do it without being disrespectful, though, because I don't remember what I was watching. And he was like, well, I don't want to make it to where, like, that it becomes attached to me. I just kind of want to get it. I don't know. Like, to be like, huh, what you said? I guess.
Yeah, but you got to be a little disrespectful. Like,
yo mama so big. What? That's true.
Yeah. While they were doing this, one of the laser beams fell over on its own. The footage showed a mist forming in the room when the investigators started taunting the entity. When the volume was turned up, a demonic voice could be heard saying, put it back, and he is coming. Put what back?
And who is he?
Oh, the laser. I know. Satan? Like, what? Like, why? See, okay. I don't know how far along this is, but I would have already connected it to that lady, and I would have went back over there.
Yeah.
Because how do you just forget that that happened?
Because he's traumatized. He's stressed. It's a lot happening in his life right now.
It really is.
But yes, I agree, D, because I would think, okay, this didn't start happening until after that happened. And that one was already weird. You were already getting weird vibes from mm-hmm. there. So,
and it happened immediately after you left that house.
Immediately. The leader of the investigation, Brian, advised Bill to move out of the house because he felt something evil was occupying the home. I mean, at least don't stay there. It's clear that you have family and you have a friend, at least one friend.
Yeah, because everybody can't afford to just pick up and move. So
yeah, we understand that. But I would be like, y'all, I'm gonna have to couch surf. I got a poltergeist. I got something in my house. I can't just stay here.
I wouldn't like tell this. Nobody that, because then they'll probably be like, well, don't bring that over here. I'll just be like, hey, can I stay over here for a little bit?
Well, for what? I'm going to be like, why? You have a house. What you need to stay over
I
here
should
for?
Need sure a reason. We found.
You do need a reason. No, you need a reason. You got a whole house. You around the corner. Yeah, if you put yourself in his shoes, what's your excuse?
I mean, he probably lonely. He living by himself.
Be like, I got rats. That's what it is. I got rats.
Yeah.
They kept crawling. They were shaking the floors and everything. I got rats. They attacked Bob. So.
That's yeah, funny. So, I mean.
Then Bob is like. Bob is like, you know, I heard he had demons and shit. Like, you know, he lying. I heard he had a demon. Dang.
Man, I ain't see it, but I got hit.
You ain't heard it from me, but he did get hit a couple of times. Okay, so yeah, Brian's like, get out of there. The activity in the house continued, so Bill made the decision to not leave his house, but confront whatever was haunting his home. When he started shouting, asking the creature to show yourself, he heard a crash coming from his bedroom, but there was nothing there. I said, not show yourself, leave. I need you to leave.
So if it is just a ghost, which this is clearly not, but if it is just a ghost, you can easily get rid of it. All you got to do is tell it to leave. That's all you have to do. But you have to be like assertive.
Yeah, that's so why I was saying. Serious.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, not show you. So I don't want to see you. Leave. I need you to leave. Afuera. demon, afuera.
Bill got back into bed, and as he was lying there, he saw a 6 foot tall creature. Now it's growing.
I was just about to say. It was
first
what, 5 feet?
He thought
feet
it was a mouse, then it was 5 feet, now it's 6 feet.
Girl.
He saw a 6 foot tall creature standing near the foot of his bed. After staring at it for a few minutes, the creature crawled on his bed until his face was right in front of his. Like, he was probably, like, frozen. Like, he probably couldn't even move.
I was going to say, frozen with fear.
Man. The creature opened its mouth to reveal its huge teeth, grunted loudly, and then disappeared. The next morning, Bill woke up with deep scratches on his chest and back. How can you even go to sleep?
I don't know.
I would be, man.
I don't know. I feel like he kind of is, I don't know. You know how like people be like, I don't like drama, but they always find themselves in some drama. I think it's kind of like that. No, for real. I think it's kind of like he's like, this is crazy. This is insane. I'm trying to get rid of this. But yeah, you're not sleeping anywhere else.
I feel like, so a lot of the shows that I watched where the people are in this situation, the man is always like, I'm not going to let you bully me out of my house. So maybe that's what it is.
You can have it. You can have it until I can get to a priest, until I can get something done. You can have it. I'm not there. I have nothing to prove.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just how some men are.
That's toxic masculinity.
No, well,
that's toxic for you to be fighting for his house. You don't have to fight though. Leave. You could fight. You could fight during the day. You don't have to fight at night. Like you, at least was. Like okay. No, he is trying to fight at night. Go leave. Like leave. Like you do not have to stay in that situation. You
can easily. It was constant. So it was a day and
that's
night,
what I'm saying. So. Pack your shit. Go stay with Michael. Or go stay with Bob and his wife. Come up with a game plan. Go back to your drawing board. And then come back to the house. Why are you subjecting yourself to that? Because, like, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. Obviously, maybe I don't have the money to get a new house. It's the principal. I'm not going to let you run me out of my house. But this ain't like no squatter. This ain't like no, like, I don't know, ex-girlfriend. This is a, you're talking about evil. Pure evil. You're talking about a demon. I think
you are
like,
stressed out.
I am stressed for him because he's making me sick. Lee, why you keep doing this to yourself?
I mean, hey, everybody's different.
I guess. That's true.
And then he probably, because he is, well, he was a skeptic. So at first he was probably like, eh. Because he was trying to find explanations for it. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then maybe he was in denial.
Shit. By this time, there ain't no, there's no, nothing about it. You saw it face to face. You were face to face with it. And you know you were awake.
True. True.
But whatever. As he kept researching demons, he learned more about exorcisms and possession. It wasn't until then that he remembered, that he finally remembered the strange encounter he had at the customer's house where the lady was chanting. He realized the lady was performing an exorcism on three men and that she used him as a vessel to hold the demons she drove out of those three men, which is messed up.
That is, because I would have went back. We're going to have to fight because you put demons in me, on me or whatever. You attached demons to me.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Without my consent. To,
yeah. Yeah, because I wonder if he went back over there and was like, look. Because, like, what kind of demon is this to where you have to put it in somebody else? You can't just get rid of it.
That's true. And then... Which, so she was performing them on the three men? So is it multiple demons?
That's what I'm thinking.
And they just
tag
team?
And I feel like it normally is. A lot of times, yeah.
They just
And that could
down.
Explain why it was different sizes.
They just WWE SmackDown on Bill. He stands no chance. That's messed up.
Yeah. Despite doing multiple exorcisms on himself and the house, things never got any better. When Bill was asked why he never sold the house, he said he didn't want anyone else to go through what he was experiencing. To this day, Bill has felt like he is never alone in his home and constantly sees shadow figures and apparitions.
Call a church. Call a church.
He did. I mean, I'm guessing that's who did the exorcism. I mean, you can't just do an exorcism yourself.
But they didn't do an exorcism, did they? I thought they did. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And again, that's probably why the woman sent it to him. Because if he had all these exorcisms done on himself and nothing happened, he would probably have to put it off on somebody else. And he don't want to do that, so.
Oh, okay.
He just dealing with it.
Okay. He better than me.
I would put it on Michael.
Why you put it on Michael? Michael didn't do nothing to deserve
he
to have a
demon.
He hung
up on him and
was
like, stay safe.
He did not even hang up. He just said, hey, stay safe. Stop. Leave Michael alone. Michael is the least... the last person that needs to be involved. Like,
what would you do in that situation? Would you just deal with it? Because, I mean, stuff like that, no matter if you move or not, it's going to follow you because it's attached to you.
No, I wouldn't be dealing with it. I'd find somebody to give it to. Like, I know that's messed up, but I'm giving it to somebody. It'll be somebody, like, that's, like, a terrible person. Or maybe I try to, like, find a way to give it back to that lady inconspicuously. Or maybe thinking of, like, cinema, I might even try to see if I could put it into something first.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, like, an Annabelle situation.
Yeah.
We'll put it in your Chucky doll.
Now... That's the last thing I want to put into. I'm like, Well, I mean, I guess if you lock it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you see that man that just was, so you know that TikTok challenge where people be picking up their babies and swinging them? And I think it's like a Taylor Swift song or something.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm.
This man did that with Annabelle. He took her out the case. People was like, what are you doing?
Like the Annabelle?
Yes.
How he get to
first of all, I think he is part, he may be part of the family. I don't know. Because I don't know how he would have even got it out of the case unless he worked at the museum or he's part of the family.
You about to lose your job. He gonna lose his job if he just works there.
Man, I was like, that is hilarious.
That's crazy.
Because why would you do that? But yeah.
I would never. Final thoughts. Let me go. I would sue this lady. I would sue her because I was going to say, can you sue for an alleged demon possession? I find a way. I'd be like,
I don't think you can.
I would just lie. I'd be like, she had men and I was subjected to this, and just that interaction alone has left me emotional distress and distressed and distraught.
That's your what final thought, you'll sue.
I sure would sue. Or you know what, I'm going back and charging her up. Cause what is
that's
this?
What I said. We would have had to fight.
Girl,
well, he's a man, but if it were, yeah.
Get your demons on him. Invite her over to the house.
I was going to say, I would break into her house while she's sleeping with a priest or somebody and attach the demon to her and then run out.
Yes.
And go home.
That's what I was thinking. Playing demon tag. That's crazy.
That should be that kind of is a movie. Good. I was going to say Fallen.
Oh, time. Yeah. Is on my side. Yes, it is. Yeah, that was my final thought, is that I would sue. I mean, I don't have anything else. I mean, I'm sad that he decided to just thug it out, but
yeah.
I mean, at least he's a good person.
Yeah, because couldn't be me. Lord forgive me, but
Forgive me. I'm gonna have to pass that thing and then ask for forgiveness later.
I know.
Like, yes, I know that I passed it to a I can't even think of nobody. to the neighborhood crackhead, but I couldn't I couldn't do it no more, Lord.
Man. Yeah, that is intense. You gotta deal with that every day, all day.
Every day.
Man. And then he should have named names because I want to know who the lady is.
Right, he have her information because she was a customer.
She probably still living in Arlington.
Living doing her the best same life. Doing the same stuff. Inviting plumbers over, inviting DirecTV cable men over.
If we have any listeners that have to do house calls, if it's really specific, don't do it. Just skip
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Because he was like, he knew something was off when he had to be there right at 5:00.
First of all, who's running the show? Not you. I'm gonna get there when I get there.
I was gonna say, like cable people, they good because they'll never show up on time anyway.
They don't.
So, they good.
They don't. Nowadays, I'm telling you, nowadays they don't even give you a specific time. Any service that I've used here recently, they'll say, okay, it'll be between 12 and 5, or it'll be after 5. Like, They don't give you no, when they came to even fix like the gas stuff, which was like important stuff, they were like, oh, it'll be like from 7 p.m. or after 7 p.m. They didn't even show up till almost close to 11 p.m. I think it was ridiculous. I was like, I didn't even know they made house calls this late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
It's just the city of Mesquite. anything else? Any other final thoughts?
It's just, that was just messed up. I remember when I saw that episode, I was like, and he was sitting there telling his story all calm. And I was like, man, how are you dealing with this? So he was just like, yeah, I was like, man.
You raggedy
sir, you
bee.
You are too calm. I would have been upset.
I'd have been like, help me get rid of
this.
Because
I always be joking about like wanting to see a ghost and wanting to be abducted. But demons, that's a whole nother story. Cause this
that's
was
where
in,
we draw the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. Because this was in what, 2002?
Two, I thought you said, yeah.
Yeah, so he's been dealing with this since 2002.
That's his own fault, though. I don't feel bad for that part, because that is his own fault. He's not doing enough to try not to have to deal with it, so.
He had multiple exorcisms. That's all you can do.
Oh, and you know what? It's tied to him, huh? It's not tied necessarily to the house.
Yeah, it's him.
No, you can go back and find, not unless she's not there anymore. Look, she done dipped out. What if that wasn't even her house?
It was probably those dudes' house. Wait, it probably was her house, because why would three grown men be living? Well, I mean, roommates, but.
I was about to say, what? roommates?
I just don't picture.
It could have even been a throuple.
Oh, true.
You don't know.
True.
Whole folks. In this economy, stop.
I still would have went back to the house, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. I would have tried to find the source, especially once he figured it out. Why didn't you say, okay, I figured this out. This is where it came from. Let me confront her.
And he didn't even have to go fight her. He could have just been like, hey, I saw what you did for them.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Because you did it at my expense anyway. So let's do it. Let's try to find. Let's look. Let's go on the web. Let's try to find, you know, Lord forgive me, some pedophiles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's do a Dexter situation. No, for real. That's what, I mean, Dexter kills rapists, murderers.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. But yeah.
We can go to the, you know, we can go to the prison and they probably be like, what is going on?
Did you say the president or
prison?
What you?
We go to the prison.
I thought you said the president.
To the prison.
I was gonna say,
no, not the prison. Not that president. He, all right. He ain't bothering me. Not that prison. Not this current president.
Yeah. Poor Bill.
But you know, keep persevering, sir. That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What do you think of this week's episode? What would you have done in Bill's case? Would you have stayed? Would you have tried to find the original source? What would you have done? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, what would you say in Halloween? I don't know. I don't have anything. Hey there. I was going to say boo. We'll say boo to you too. But no, even if you just want to say hey there, we'll be there.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you as always for keeping it extra spookily, creepily word, strange with us, allergies and all, dum-dums and all, uneducated opinions and all. Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you. Bye.
We love you. Bye.